In England, the Conversos found refuge at the Beavis Mark Synagogue. Now, able to shed their religious disguises, couples were remarried according to Jewish law. They also received biblical names. Diego Nunez was renamed Samuel, and his wife, Rebecca. For the first time in their lives, men, as well as boys, were able to be circumcised without fear of torture and death. A few years later, in February 1733, James Oglethorpe brought the first settlers to the new colony of Georgia. Hearing about Oglethorpe's plan to bring industrious and skilled people looking for a fresh start, Beavis Mark Synagogue decided to finance a trip of a small group of Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews to the new colony. Among the passengers who left England on board the William and Sarah was Dr. Nunez, who was joined by several friends and family members with whom he had earlier fled Portugal.
One strong wind followed another, tossing our ship like it was only a child's toy. Finally, after a near shipwreck, we landed in Georgia, just 5 months after Oglethorpe's arrival. Although the Common Council in London was strongly against Jewish settlement, citing that Jews would be detrimental to the colony's welfare, General Oglethorpe, a social reformer, found no reason for us not to be given plots of land.